The Board of State Canvassers met today in Lansing and took up two controversial issues, one involving abortion coverage, the other wolf hunting in Michigan. With us now is Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Networks, Rick Pluta. He was at the meeting. Hi, Rick.
Hello, Cindy.
So a quick primer for all of us. Remind us exactly what is the job of the Board of State Canvassers?
Sure. The Board of State Canvassers is a four-person bipartisan panel, two Democrats, two Republicans. It deals with all things that deal with elections and petition drives, and anything it does requires a majority that includes at least one person from each party to get anything done. And today it was dealing with petition drives.
Okay, so the board, Rick, gave the go-ahead to a petition drive that would enact a restriction on abortion coverage. And this was a restriction vetoed last year by Governor Snyder. Tell us what's going on here.
Sure. Yeah, this was a ban on insurance companies, including abortion coverage for most abortions. There'd be an exception for saving the life of a woman. But other than that, a ban on abortion coverage in basic insurance policies. It was part of the Blue Cross overhaul that the legislature enacted last year at the behest of Governor Snyder. The governor vetoed that because he said that particular provision, that abortion provision, was too cruel to women who become pregnant by rape or if they have some other medical need for abortion, something that would deal with with another health condition. The legislature then sent the governor a new version of that legislation without the abortion restriction in it. And now what Right to Life is doing is they're trying to initiate a law that would reenact that restriction.
So in order for this measure to be brought in front of the legislature, Right to Life needs to gather more than 250,000 signatures. Then what happens?
258,000 signatures. That's 8% of the people who voted in the last gubernatorial election. And if they gather those signatures of registered voters, once it's certified by the Board of State Canvassers, then the question goes to the legislature, which has 40 days to act on it. If the legislature does not act on it, then it goes on the ballot. If the legislature rejects it, it goes on the ballot. But the legislature could also put another question, a competing question, on the ballot on the same issue. But since the legislature has already voted for this, it seems highly likely that what the legislature is going to do is adopt it if and when Right to Life turns in its petition signatures. And what the legislature does then with this petition drive could not be vetoed by the governor. It becomes law on a majority vote of the House and the Senate and is immune to a gubernatorial veto.
So if you're watching this, no matter which side of the issue you're on, and you're watching this intently, how likely is it Right to Life can get this all done?
Well, Right to Life has done it three times before, that there's a ban on Medicaid-funded abortions that was an initiated law enacted via petition drive in 1987. In 1990, there was the parental consent for abortion law, another petition drive initiated law. And then there was in 2004, there was a law enacted to outlaw the procedure that opponents call partial birth abortion. And all of those were done by Right to Life-led petition drives to initiate a law.
Okay, Rick, let's move on to wolves, because the Board of State Canvassers certified petition signatures today by that group, Keep Michigan Wolves Protected. But now a law recently signed by Governor Snyder is written in such a way that it would circumvent that group's effort to prevent a wolf hunt in Michigan. So can you piece together what's going on here for us?
Oh, sure. Let's start with last year. The legislature enacted a law to allow the State Natural Resources Commission, it's an appointed wildlife management, among other things, commission, to start a wolf hunting season. And it's gone through the research and development process. And in the meantime, the Humane Society of the United States led a drive to call a referendum on that law. And then then once they turned in the petition signatures and it appeared that this was going to be certified for the ballot, which would suspend the law that lawmakers from the Upper Peninsula introduced another bill that would change how wildlife is managed in Michigan. And as part of that, it included the wolf in the list of game species that could be hunted. That was sent to the governor, who signed it. And the day after that, the State Natural Resources Commission authorized a hunt in the Upper Peninsula to take place in November of this year.
But that is a lot of stuff to follow. So here's what we're wondering. Do we know?
We do it so you don't have to.
Thank you. We thank you for that. So do we know what Keep Michigan Wolves Protected is going to do next?
Well, they're going to move ahead with their referendum. It's on the ballot now. And so they're going to do their, you know, they're going to launch their political campaign along with that. The question is, what are they going to do vis-a-vis this second law that still allows the wolf hunt? They could go to court and say that this was not done according to Hoyle and that they ought to wait for the November 2014 election. They could also put together another referendum campaign to challenge this second law.
So that law has not been made referendum-proof by putting any money in there, right?
No, actually, it was temporarily. It came out of committee that way, but there was such a hue and cry over it that this is, you know, this referendum-proofing by trying to make them budget bills by putting appropriations in them has been used a lot, and there was such a hue and cry over how often it's been used that the Senate stripped it out and sort of and sent it to the governor and just hoped for the best.
So basically said, oh, never mind about that.
Yes. As a matter of fact, the sponsor of the bill apologized to his colleagues for putting them in that position and then sponsored the amendment that that stripped it out. So we could see two wolf hunting referendums on the November 2014 ballot by the time it's all said and done.
Rick Pluta, Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network, keeping track of all of these ins and outs and ups and downs so we don't have to. Rick, thank you so much for talking with us again.
The things I've seen. Thank you, Cindy.